Hey, yo, we was having a ball, and, you know, they asked me to get on the mic, and they asked me, can I kick it? Word. Can I kick it? Yes, you can.
Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the CW Clinic. My name is Chris, as always. I am here, and we are following the trends of the new content that I've been putting out recently regarding watches, timepieces. Today, we're going to talk about why start with a Breitling. I got some interesting things to tell you about Breitlings. First and foremost, it was my first timepiece. So let's get into the show. So today we're going to talk about why start with a Breitling. First and foremost, just so everyone's on the same page, Breitling was my first actual timepiece after I went by Invictas and G-Shocks and Citizens and so on and so forth. But I'm going to give you three things here to why to start with a Breitling. Number one is most people don't see Breitlings for what they actually are when it comes to value, which is cash. So if you were to take your Breitling off your wrist, just like a Rolex, and hand it over to someone, if you paid $5,000, for that Breitling, you are handing them $5,000. Let's say you got to get out of a jam. Maybe you're getting robbed. Maybe you're at a poker table. Maybe you just have to get out of a jam and you have to hand over some money, but you don't have any money on you. You could take your Breitling off your wrist and hand it over because the cash that you put on your wrist is just sitting there. And a lot of people use this tactic to get themselves out of jams. All right, number two, Breitling has a very low barrier of entry. To get started when it comes to Breitling, all you really need is about $2,000. Now, let's be real. $2,000 will get you started in Breitling, but $3,000 to $4,000 in Breitling will open up a lot of doors, a lot of models, and get you into things brand new. So the low barrier of entry is really appealing to a lot of people, including myself, when I first got started in timepieces. The Breitling Chronomat blue dial with white chronos was my first timepiece, and it's a great brand and piece to start with because of the low barrier of entry and your money's safe. All right, number three. This is one of the coolest parts about any watch, but in my career, the most traded timepiece is Breitling. Why? So number three, the point is it's easily tradable. Every timepiece is easily tradable, but a lot of people start with Breitling. It's their first timepiece. And then somewhere along the way, they decide they want a Rolex, which is very common. So what they do is they trade up into a Rolex. Unlike cars and houses, watches don't have trackable paperwork, and the warranties are transferable if the watch has a warranty. So let's say you spent $3,000 on a nice Breitling. After a year, you decide, you know what? I'm doing well. I'm ready for a Rolex. You come to a dealer. We say, hey, listen, the Rolex you want is $10,000. You spent $3,000 on your Breitling. You want a $10,000 Rolex. So what you do is you take the Breitling that you bought for $3,000. You ask the dealer if they'll take a trade, and most likely they will. They should pay you around what you bought it for. You take that $3,000 Breitling and you hand it to them. They will ask for some cash on top because it's a $3,000 Breitling and a $10,000 Rolex in this example. So you hand them $7,000 in cash and your Breitling and you get the Rolex back. It's not limited to these brands we just said. However, it's very common with Breitling because of its low barrier of entry, and it's typically right before you get into Rolex, and that's one of the coolest things about Breitling is they're easily tradable. All right, guys, why buy a Breitling? Why start with a Breitling? Well, those three reasons are why I started with a Breitling, and also why I would recommend if you're trying to get into the timepiece game, you start with a Breitling. And guys, check it out. You don't have to, but this is one reason why you should. And if you got any value from the show, please drop us a review on your favorite broadcasting platform and send it to a friend that might find some value in it. Help us grow. We're helping you, and I'll catch you guys next time.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm born.
Born, then.
Can I kick it to my tribe that flows in layers? Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, check your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear?